Blog Talk Radio.
Crusade
to tell at least one person a day that you love them. And put the icing on the cake, tell them that God loves them too. God, it's going to mean something to that person. There's so many people who are walking this earth right now thinking that nobody cares and nobody loves them. But we got news for you. We love you, and God loves you too.
Amen. Thank you,
God. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. To underscore how much we love folks,
Lord,
we're going to love on each other up in heaven. And if you have all you need to tell, if you were somebody, you need to tell them, I love you.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you get out of your seat and go around, that's the word you need to give somebody else to respond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of me, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you with the the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
May God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
He's the Lord.
He's the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
someone has paying his attention.
No, Malachi, I need you to say it
right here.
Malachi.
Hallelujah. The y'all have been, how long have you, you know, Jesus told his disciples, how long have you been with me? Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, see, y'all be Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. There is a scripture. What else did he say? It says, the memory of the just is blessed. What is that?
Proverbs 10 and 7.
Come on up here. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what is our motto for this church?
I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, for Jesus is Lord.
Oh, that sounds crazy, but that's our battle cry.
We're the broken of a whole by God.
Oh, she did it again.
Ministering to the family. Hallelujah. We also have a fifth Saturday this month. And
market to pass out the word of God. And to have fun. Hallelujah. We have an hallelujah schedule for the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And we're going to wake up like it's a market. Hallelujah. With the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We left an impression on them last time, and we're going to do it again. Hallelujah. With our anointed lollipop. Hallelujah. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. Don't forget, first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. The third Sunday of the month is the Birthday Corner, where we acknowledge the birthdays of the people in the congregation. We also have first, second, and third Sunday of the month is also Good News Youth Club. Young people are learning the word of God. If you have young people or grandchildren, anybody from 5 to 17, invite them out, bring them out so they can be taught the word of God out of Stephen Stevenson.
Yes.
And then on the fourth Sunday, they're able to have a presentation to the congregation.
Yes.
To let us know and to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. They're able to quote scriptures and read scriptures and even present a gift to us with the scriptures on it. Hallelujah. Something you just have to witness is watching the young people quote the word of God. Hallelujah. Then on the fourth Sunday, we had a visiting minister that comes in. The visiting minister for the month of July is Pastor Maxine Lee. Hallelujah. That's his girl. She will be breaking the bread of life to us. Hallelujah. And that's a spiritual meal. We will have a natural meal. We will be having, hallelujah, free fellowship dinner. Come out and chill with the saints of God around the table. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. We'll let you know what the moving date is. We thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our beautiful kitchen and beautiful classrooms and our beautiful child care room with own private interest. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he is doing. Hallelujah. We thank God for our washing stations, our shower stations in northeast, southwest, and Baltimore City. Hallelujah. For the homeless. We thank God for God adding to the church and the body of Christ through the homeless ministry. We thank God we have to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for all that he is doing, he is done, and he's going to be. Hallelujah. There's also a fundraiser that the Good News Youth Club is doing right now. And they are selling bracelets with the scriptures on it. Hallelujah. You can buy a bag of bracelets for $5 or purchase one. Hallelujah. You can hook them up with your outfit. Buy a whole bag. A bag of two and hook them up with your outfit. You know what? You just make it down in the mouth during the day, and you look down at your wrist, and you got the word of God, and it's just the scripture that you need. Right in your heart. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping of the destiny on this morning.
Thank you.
And I want to share a couple of things. Number one, I have my bag. The Lord bless you and keep you. Number 6:24. Hallelujah. I have my bag.
Yeah,
every number ought to have a bag.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to also share that our new cash app is $ TPH. That's the Potter's House 2023.
Yes.
And you out there that are listening to the city donations via Cash App, please also put your address. We're going to send you a book and return the meal. Is that all right with y'all?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Again, thank you, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for an opportunity to minister to his people. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
One of the things that Pastor Peter says often, she talks about service. It's a miracle service. And you know what I found out?
What?
I found out that God wants to heal you everywhere you live. Everywhere God wants to heal you. For somebody right now standing in need of a spirit. I want you to listen to this. I want you to take it in your spirit and understand that Jesus is in need of us.
You'll take the pain away.
If you know somebody that needs to be with us right now, it may be a family member or a friend or a neighbor, someone in school or someone
each and every day,
thank you, Lord.
And say,
hallelujah.
Lord, I need you.
I need you, Lord.
Where
are you? Begin to do it right now in Jesus' name. I want you to understand, walk towards Christ. And while you're walking towards Christ, healing is going to take place, y'all. Hallelujah. Jesus told them, lepers, to go show yourselves to the priests. And as they walked in obedience, healing took place. So go with the king. This is a faith walk, y'all. You want to be healed, you want to be delivered, you want to be set free. Thank you, Jesus. Stand on faith. The word of the Lord says that the just shall live by faith. The word of the Lord says that without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, deliberately, meticulously seek him. The word of God says, ask and it shall be given. Seeking you shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Right now, I decree and declare your healing. The word of the Lord says in Job 22:28, you can decree a thing, and it shall not might not could, but it shall. Be established. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a meal
that is. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's a meal that is like the God's life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going right to that. Because it's a meal that is.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going right to that thing.
Yeah.
There's so many people are hurting today.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask for things.
Thank you, Jesus.
According to the power that works within us.
Thank you, Jesus.
What else can I come and say again?
Hallelujah.
Romans 8:11 says, it is the same Spirit which rose Jesus from the dead, being you, it will quicken, your mortal life. It will make you alive again.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
It will energize you. And people say, look at that. They look like the energized body. Something happens and they keep on
ticking.
I'll be the energized body.
Hallelujah.
You be the energizer. You're energized by the presence and the glory of the Almighty God in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
The meal that he is,
God. Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Our text today is 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, verses 23 to 30. And in that text on the day, it says, examine the pastor.
Yourself.
Your neighbor.
Yourself.
Your father and mother.
Yourself.
Your siblings.
Yourself.
Your children.
Yourself.
The dog and the cat.
Yourself.
Hallelujah. Yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, so many of us want to examine everybody else. I've told you many times, don't compare yourself with anybody else.
Right.
You want to compare yourself with somebody, compare yourself with yourself.
Amen.
And with the word of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
What is the key with the word? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the meal that is. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless anoint and sanctify in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
in the text. On the day again, it says, examine yourself. Every few days. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand. But the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. What else should he give you? What else should he give you? Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5. 1 Peter 2:24b. 1 Revelations 1:5b. We comprehend, we fully understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. In the text of the day, it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Lucas from Abdul 9, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightly deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life with you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers shall come forth out of the Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. What else did he even say? Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper as it was said. There's one thing you put above yourself, Father God. You put above yourself. That's your word. Psalm 138:2 says so. But on the same time in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. But what was it? And when he has given thanks, he thanked the Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our healing already. Thank you for 18. Isaiah 61:1-3. Father, you declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank the Lord for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the cervical system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank the Lord for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside, we thank the Lord for the supernatural great miracles right now. All over the world right now. In that hospital, in that hospital, in that hospital. In that home, in that home, in that home. On the job. On the street. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for miracles right now. Tumors disappearing. Cancer dissolving. What other blind eyes open. Thank you. What other blind eyes open. Ears being unstopped. Tongues being released. Well, I'll take care of what's up. Salvation. Being given to those who seek God. Put us up on that. Babies being born. And the doctor said there's going to be some abnormality. We decree and declare a clean and beautiful creation of the Lord God. No abnormality. We thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. St. John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalm 100 says, "We are your children and the seed of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children." If anybody in here needs healing right now, you tell God, "Lord God, in Jesus' name, I am your child." What are they from child? Thank you. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, for healing. What is it, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And on the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given the pleasure, we thank you, Lord. He declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. My new inheritance. My new gift that I've given you. And I wrote it in my blood." Let's bring it together. Of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ, y'all. We thank you, Lord. For those children. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Thank you. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 15:26. God, you said. God, you said, bring you into remembrance that we may plead together and that we may be justified. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said, Lord. God, you said it. when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our family, and future sins. Of the steps and the faith, our forefathers of faith, our God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak. As we travel and vehicles drive the land, as we work the faith and walk and talk, as we worship the praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank the Lord for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've already decimated, annihilated, eradicated, discombobulated, nullified, bring to north, make it northwest, bring to nil, reverse, eliminate. Utterly destroyed every curse against us and our family. Every cell, every hex, every destiny. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name.
Yes.
On every curse against us and our family. Every cell, every hex, every destiny. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, sets, cuts, breaks, utterly destroys any ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for holding communion on the church. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our family, and our fallen family, according to Job chapter 22, verses 27 and 28. And Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty faith in Jesus' name, living clean spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of God. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are fervent. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now to help us able to keep us from falling and present us all before the presence of His glory. For the exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, and
Jesus,
now and in the Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Jesus. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to ask myself a question. What time is it? It is time for the pastor to call out. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Peace. Go ahead, Pastor Peace. The floor is yours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Go for my brother.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah.
Sometimes the flesh will rise up and you have to remember
I might be in this flesh, but I belong to the Lord God. You got to handle this. Lord God, you got to take care of this. Lord God, please bless. God, this hurts. But God says that vengeance is his. He will repay. He will take care of it. And we have to stand on the word of God no matter what comes against us, no matter what lies us, no matter if somebody moves you out of a position, no matter if something is taken away from you. God sees, God knows, and God will handle it.
Yes.
Leave it to the Lord. God will take care of it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. It's a word. It's a word. It's a word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wonders and miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
The pastor's call.
Thank you, Father.
On today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. The word.
Hey, Siri.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Type what is right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this.
Instead of the Simon says, the Spirit says. And if the Spirit don't say it, don't you move. Because you may be falling in a ditch. You may be setting yourself up to be fired from a job because the Spirit didn't tell you to say that or do that. It was the other guy. Oh, you don't have to keep your mouth shut. Go ahead, lay them out. Okay, they didn't ask you to do that. That's not a good job, man. Next week you're looking for a job.
Yeah.
Because you're going to lay out the book. Spirit didn't tell you to say that. And don't you blame something wrong on the Spirit. If it's not right, don't do it. Let's do this again. If it's not yours, don't take it.
Amen.
If it's not true, don't say it. And if it's not right, don't do it.
Amen.
You gotta listen for the Spirit. Then you can move. I remember Simon said, amen.
Amen.
You can only move when Simon says, that's right. And somebody said, clap your hands. But if Simon said, clap your hands, you're out of the game. I'm going to need to find out who the world was signed. I'm going to check it out one day. Because they could have called any other name. But why Simon? Must have been the name of the person that made up that game. I don't know. But God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. Now, I need to ask you a question, Pastor Peter. Yes, sir. What time? Time for work, Pastor Peter. Hallelujah. Praise God.
John 8:44 and John 14:6. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In 1967, two significant things happened. One, I was sent by the federal government to work in Cambridge, Maryland. Number two, a singing pair. What do you call it? Well, two singers got together and became a duo.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1968, two things happened. I entered nursery school in Cambridge, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell released a song called Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Baby. Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. I remember standing on Pine Street in Cambridge, Maryland, and I had, what did they call it, the little radio? Well, transistor radio at that time.
Wow.
And I was listening to Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
Wow.
But what was it? For a few minutes, I want to talk to you about Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
Right.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Amen. Right.
Tell another neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Baby. You see, there's a word. I'm going to give you another word. It's called authenticity. And that's the quality of being authentic.
All right.
And you know, my teachers told me, you never define a word with the word. But that's how they deal with that. So I had to find out what authentic was. It is undisputedly original or the origin or a genuine. And then you start to think about knowledge. You know, knowledge is information.
Mm-hmm.
But true knowledge comes from God. Because that's authentic. Authenticity. The quality of being authentic. God is the real God.
Amen. Yes.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have a lot of folks in church, out of church, on the side of the church, under the church, around the church. They're perpetrating hoaxes. Hallelujah. But ain't nothing like the real thing. You want the real deal. Now, one of the things that I loved, especially at Christmas time, my mom used to make banana pudding, but she made it from scratch. She didn't get no box this or box that and put it together. Ain't nothing like the real thing, y'all. We say, now, okay, I heard all that. Now, let's get into the seven. Okay, give me the first scripture.
John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Listen to me. You heard people say,
yeah,
the truth. That's only if you know the truth, baby. Because information, knowledge, can be true knowledge or false knowledge. So we deal with true knowledge. Is that all right?
Amen. Amen.
There are five levels of knowledge. You got to learn knowledge. And read it or watch somebody else. You know, learn knowledge. Environmental knowledge. Then you got to reveal knowledge. That's the Holy Spirit revealing stuff to you. Hallelujah. Revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. Bring it forth in your heart. Then you got activity knowledge. You doing the thing. Hallelujah. And then you got modeling knowledge. You find somebody else is trying to do what you're trying to do, and you follow them. You be the mentee. Let them be the mentor. Then you got teaching knowledge. That you, the other thing, you just model yourself after somebody else. And now, you can teach somebody. Five levels of knowledge. Remember that. Hopefully somebody wrote that down. Because that might be a question one day in the pop-top challenge. Hallelujah. Five levels of knowledge. Hallelujah. Again, knowing the truth, that's the truth will set you free. If you don't know, you ain't gonna be free. If you in jail and they haven't caught you and nobody told you and you still in jail, then the open up the gate, the cell, and then they come on out. And you know, what y'all gonna do today? Know the truth.
Amen.
You know, no, you've been fine.
Why
would I have to
say, you've been born, get alive.
Amen.
Go home.
Go somewhere. You've got to
leave here. Okay, give me that next scripture. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
He is the truth. Oh, go ahead.
No man comes unto the Father but by me. God.
See, Revelation says that. One of the names of Christ is the Word of God. He is the truth. The Word of God is the truth, y'all.
Amen. Yes, it is. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. I don't care what the president say, what the mayor say, what the governor say, what the teacher say, the neighbor say, everybody got 15 degrees and all of that. I don't care what they say. That the truth is Christ. He's authentic. Authenticity starts with him. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
You want to be authentic like Christ. You don't want to be slipshod and tacky. You don't want to be saying stuff that people can see who holds to it. That's why we get the answers.
Amen.
You can't stand on your own. You stand on the Word of God.
Right.
If you really want to stand on the Word of God, get the address, y'all. Because
right.
Everything people say in the Word of God ain't in there.
Amen.
That's why you tell somebody come up to you, quote the scripture, quote the scripture, quote the scripture. The devil quotes the scripture, the death to God, to Christ. Anybody, but he gets the address, y'all. And he can tell somebody come up to you, say, well, you know what the Bible says. You say, where's that found? I don't know, but then they know that when you find out, then you come back to me. I tell them you can share it with somebody else, but not with me. You want to be a true, authentic Christian, not in name only. What's your capable of living with that? Is that a full of the bullshit? Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people call by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Seek my face.
Yes.
seek my face. And turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven forgiveness and heal their generation.
Yes,
yes. Their land.
Thank you.
The children, the cousins, the uncles, the aunts, the nieces, and they'll heal the family. Come on, have household salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shut up. Ain't nothing like the real thing, y'all.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. And you can tell the real thing because it's based in the Word. Right. Y'all got to be real with this thing. Learn the addresses. You say, well, my memory. Don't you say that. Because you can have what you say. You say what the Word says.
Amen.
Now, I think the other key says, what's that, 5 or 10 The memory of the just is blessed. Your memory is blessed.
Amen.
That's what you say. Because
right.
You can have what you say.
Right.
And what you say will come back to you one day.
Right.
So you better say the good stuff.
Right.
Oh, my memory is bad. Guess what? You're going to have a bad memory. It's going to be really bad. It's going to be real bad. You're going to get so bad that you're going to forget your name. Forget where you live. Because it always comes back to your multiplying, y'all.
Amen.
Watch what you say out of your mouth.
You
want to be a villain? Be real. Say what God says. Give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
Come on.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Prophets. You know, we talk about gross and net. Profit is net. It's going to be profitable to you to exist, in other words, to be authentic. People will know that you're really serious about your walk with Christ.
Because
a lot of folks are going down the street talking, you need to get saved. You need to find Jesus. It's not good. And one person I knew, she said that on me my life. She had no clothes on, but she was telling me to get saved. And we ain't went to no names, okay?
Amen. Amen.
We are saying anybody can say that. But when you got the Word of God, you got to add, you really serious. You know, you have a sign, it was a worker's warning. All these serious need apply. Y'all, if you're serious about God, you're going to put up effort to grow spiritually. You don't want to be the same place you were 5 years early.
Amen.
And call yourself a Christian.
Amen.
You still call a Christian. You still make a Christian. But you call a Christian because you got stuck in the flesh. Because it takes effort to grow spiritually. It takes time and reading God's word.
Yeah.
It takes time of what do you call it, theology. Because we can tell a whole lot of and that sounds good. But that's the starting point. That ain't the end point, y'all. That's the starting point. That's where you begin. You're a new creature. So that's where you begin. Salvation. You get the Holy Spirit. That's like that. You graduated to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Hallelujah. You got to get saved to get that gift.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you get the Holy Spirit, it's going to teach you some stuff.
Who is here?
Yeah, it's going to teach you some stuff.
Amen, amen.
Sometimes we teach ourselves, and we think we know it all. That's why one of the seven pillars of wisdom, the first one, is that the coach will teach you with spirit.
Amen.
Anybody that you can't share a word with, they don't have the cultural teachings. You want folks that are authentic. Authenticity is the quality of being authentic. And when you are authentic, you stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
God says have the cultural teachings.
Yes.
A burden is not to be excellent in the city of God. You had work and you just, well, they don't pay me enough. Oh, they pay that guy over there more than me, and he just got here. And he made more than I'm making. I've been here for 17 years. Never missed a day at work. Never called out sick. Come on now. And then he makes it more than me. Oh, I'm just going to, oh, I'm just going to. Just do what's on my job. You're not working for yourself. You're working for God, y'all. You're doing it as unto the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
You want to be authentic. I'm a Christian, and you, the scripture, you come in. You're supposed to stop working at 8 o'clock, and you come in the door at 8. That's not a Christian. I don't know what that is. Well, there's a baby Christian, a calm Christian. You've got to be, you know, you got to get that 10, 15 minutes early. Yeah. You got to get that coffee. You got to put this stuff on your desk. Yeah. You got to say hello to all your friends that have seen since yesterday. So you got to greet them again. Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing like a real thing.
Amen.
Be a real Christian.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go give me another scripture.
Psalms 119:105. Mm-hmm. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Real Christians, authentic Christians, stand on the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a lamp unto the feet. See, the word of God will let you know where you are. Then it's a light to your path. It'll let you know where you're going. If you're going down the wrong road, the word of God will let you keep on that wrong road. You need to do the other four. But that's the word of God. A lot of times we do our own thing. We say, I know better. I say, God knows better. You see God. Lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Yes.
But all our words acknowledge them, and He will.
Right,
yes. Give me another scripture.
John 16:13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come.
Don't be terrified. I'm saved. You have to hold on to the phone. I'm just going to chill out. You better go, because you want what God has for you. Is that right?
Amen.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
If you tell me that, brother Earl, I got a gift for you. I need you to come down to so. I'm going to catch mobility. I'm going to get my wife. She's not here. I'm going to go out to my motorized wheelchair. It might take me 2 weeks to get there. If she's got to get there, I'm going to get there. Make the effort.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You want the fullness of God. You want to be an authentic Christian.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't want to be a baby Christian. Because baby Christians are really common Christians. Yeah. You know that, right? That house and the screen. They just stop. They want to live on faith, but they want to live on your faith. That's a baby Christian. They always got an alibi. I can't do this because. See, and you know they're baby Christian because their alibi is based in the flesh. You cannot have a flesh answer to a spiritual phenomenon. There's got to be a spiritual answer to a spiritual question. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 10:7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot.
Your memory. You got a good memory. All those that remember the name, say amen.
Amen.
All those that forgot the name, say amen. Okay, I'm just telling you. See if y'all can. The memory of the death.
Amen.
And perhaps you may not, you may be getting something in scripture where it's not. You know, the Holy Spirit makes you, you know, to your remembrance.
Amen.
But if you haven't read it, how can it bring you something to your remembrance if you didn't read it in the first place?
Amen.
Be authentic. Be real.
Yes.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
John 14:26.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
You heard? Thank you, Lord. Lord, give me another scripture.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
John 15:26. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
But when the Comforter has come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even a Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.
You can't really see completely the truth of God without the Holy Spirit. Because that second level of knowledge is revealed by. Who's doing the revealing? The Holy Spirit. You just got the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you something. You can't see what God really wants to show you completely. It is nice for you to give yourself over to God, but you don't stop there. You just get the door. You're in the vestibule. You're in the foyer. Come on in the house. Your whole body, get in there.
Amen.
Be authentic from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From inside out and outside, be authentic, be real, because there ain't nothing like the real thing. And the world can tell who we really are not.
Amen.
Because when nobody's looking,
right.
You think nobody's looking you around the corner,
and
you're puffing on that no-name cigarette. And then you put 3 or 4 minutes in your mouth, you almost look like you're chewing tobacco because you've got so many minutes in there, so you want to get the smell of it. The world knows. Somebody has saw me. Anywhere, they tell me. In London, England, it's the most video, camera-loaded city in the world. And they say you go from one side of London to the other side, and 10,000 cameras have seen you.
Wow.
So, somebody got their eyes on you. I don't care where you are, what you are. Be authentic, be real. You don't have to worry about that. Like you hear folks say, tell the truth, you don't have to worry about remembering your lies.
Right. That's
but
right.
You tell the truth.
Amen.
Go ahead, give me another scripture.
1 Corinthians 2:10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
God, you don't understand. The Holy Spirit is alive and well in you if you let it do what it do. It will investigate situations where you get ready on and you've got a job offer. You got 4 job offers. You say, Holy Spirit, investigate all these 4 jobs.
Amen.
And let me know which one you want, that what we may be deployed. Notice I said deployed, not employed, deployed, because you're taking a life somewhere. You got a life. And I know that the song is a little like, you got a little life. You got a big life. I don't know, it might be a description, John, some of the description, but you got a big life.
Yes,
hallelujah, glory to God. I put it this way. If all the life is off in this place and somebody came into the light, it will illuminate.
That's right.
It's a big one.
Right.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Give me another scripture.
2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into... Oh, no, I'm sorry. The quote. Yes. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
That's why you got to look for authenticity. Because some folks Like I said, you quote scriptures, the devil quotes scriptures.
Amen.
But you've got to know that you know that you know so that you can see the devil when he's trying to hoodwink you. How trying to perpetrate a host on you because he's looking like, oh, yeah. You know, you got the keys to the church. We're supposed to have church service. But the lady on the street was with the baby. And they need food, and they want you to go to the store and get food.
Now, it sounds like a good thing to do.
The devil will not tempt you to do, to rob a bank or snatch an old lady's pocketbook or something like that. But he'll tempt you to do something good at the wrong time. Or something good that somebody else will decide to do. That's why you've got to stay in tune with the Spirit.
Right.
So you've got to be led by the Spirit, not by your own understanding.
Yes.
And then what happens a lot of times, we say, well, I just have to stop and deal with this. And we say, well, the Lord thank you. You must be. There are a bunch of folks that dropped dead in the church because they said the Lord did such and such. You better watch what you say to God.
Right.
You better lean on the Lord and you get the right news from the right person. Because the devil will seem like, oh, and he's an angel of light, but he got darkness all over here. He's got one of those, you ever seen one of those little flashlights, little teeny lights? That's what he got. And y'all be fall for that.
Uh-huh.
See, I like the big. I'm going to find the scripture. If there's a scripture, y'all let me know about a little light. We got a big light. Devil got a little light because he's trying to perpetrate a whole. Go ahead and give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 11, 14. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't get to that one. John 8:44.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Come on
now. Ye are of your father, the devil.
Uh-huh.
And the lust of your father, he will do.
Uh-huh.
He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth,
uh-huh,
because there is no truth in him.
Uh-huh.
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own.
Uh-huh.
For he is a liar and the father of it.
You've got to understand this, y'all. The devil, when you start responding to what the devil wants you to do, you're in trouble. You get in trouble, y'all. And you're going to be a person that God didn't want you to be, and then you get yourself in trouble. And those folks standing outside of the church waiting to go in, and you got the keys. And you're going to the supermarket to talk with this lady with her baby. And you just forgot the responsibility that you had, the vow that you had. You just forgot that. And you go on doing something you think is good. It's obedience.
Mm.
It's better than sacrifice.
Amen.
A king lost his own kingdom and then just lost his life because he chose not to be obedient.
Yeah.
To
God. Amen. Amen.
And the Bible says the Father, it's better that you don't bow down.
Yes.
The vow and not keep it.
Yes. Amen.
The Bible says you're a fool if you do that.
Yes.
I didn't say it. I didn't write it. Amen. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
You got it? Jesus is the way. Jesus,
yes,
is our Savior. You,
amen,
follow Jesus. You stand on the Lord God. And Jesus, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be in the right way. You're going to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes.
You're going to have to put your heart in
life.
Truth is going to be all over you and you. You will pick up your heart because the truth coming out of you. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah,
the word of God will come out of you. Hallelujah, ain't nothing like the real thing. The real thing coming out of you. In the glory of God. The real thing coming out of you at noonday. The real thing coming out of you at evening time. The real thing coming out of you at good time. The real thing coming out of the bad time. The real thing coming out of the other time. But it's the real thing coming out of you. Because it's God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Father. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
To demand in a loving way people to where's the answer? You said it's in the word here. Well, I don't know. Well, you get some bloody sinful.
Yeah.
With respect to truth. Please come back to me when you get the answer. So we can both read it together.
Hallelujah.
And we can attest and agree. But until you find that scripture,
yeah.
I can't hear it. Because I don't know where you really coming from. Because it says in the Bible, I don't know if that's true.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I don't know that scripture.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah, that's what you got to do, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stand on the word.
Be
bold in the Bible.
Yes.
Be the Bible in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Stand on the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stand on the word.
Hallelujah.
Because there ain't nothing like the real thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
I see your sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, that there is nothing like the real thing. We thank God that you're a real God. Who can take care of that?
Thank you,
Jesus. And I know which God stands on the mountain.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I know
thank God for passing it up in my kingdom.
The word.
Right now, we're...